We don't know exactly what the incidents are, but what the police tell us, it's usually for things that in a family would not resort to the police. So a broken plate, the child goes missing for a few hours, an altercation with a member of staff, the kind of things that teenagers in the family, your children, my children, you would deal with. And don't forget, these are often very damaged, needy children because they've been taken away from their parents for a reason. So they need very skilled support and help. So calling the police to deal with this sort of thing is completely inappropriate, ties up police time, and is very damaging to the children. These children deserve the right. They have the right to flourish, to grow into good parents themselves, to go to school, to get decent jobs, to live a law-abiding and happy life. And these chances are being blighted by the children's homes that are not dealing with them properly.
So why do you think it is that children's homes perhaps resort to calling the police so quickly?
Well, the evidence we're gathering at the Howard League is that the children's homes are often staffed by people who are paid the minimum wage, who are given very little training and support, and so it means that they can't cope if a teenager is challenging. What the police have said to us is that sometimes they keep the child in overnight in a police cell because they think it's a better place for the child to be than the children's home they've run away from. So there are real problems in children's homes, three-quarters of which are run by private companies for profit. There are thousands of these children's homes, and what we're calling for is Ofsted, local authorities and the police to step up to the mark and stop going to these homes when they can't cope, and sort out the homes in the first place. This is the problem of the homes, it's not the problem for the children.